The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Lincoln View High School near Van Wert, Ohio. Home of the Lancers, as Fort Recovery will battle Lincoln View tonight in high school boys basketball. In the junior varsity game, an excellent game, but Fort Recovery came up a little bit short. Fort Recovery losing 57-52 to Lincoln View in the junior varsity game. Lincoln View, a very fine JV team at 8-1 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 5-4 on the campaign. Good game, though, but just not quite enough. The Indians could not quite get over the hump. Again, Rob Weaver here at Lincoln View. A reminder that the Vormore Family Dentistry Office would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's game. And again, don't forget, Dr. Kim Vormore is the dentist now at Vormore Family Dentistry on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Vormore's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hartz. Go get them, Indians, says the Vormore Family Dentistry Office, the office of Dr. Kim Vormore. Dr. Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. And the tap goes to Fort Recovery as we're, the tap goes to Lincoln View as we're underway here. No score in the game. There's a ball that's loose and a battle, and we're going to have a jump ball. Now it goes to Fort Recovery. Brody Bargy will toss it in. Again, you're listening to WPGW Radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Sebastian Solis is our studio producer for Fort Recovery. WPGW Radio, Sebastian Solis for the radio station. And then we have Brody Hartz and Neil Spencer engineering the broadcast for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tomorrow night we'll have the game on both the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com. The Botkins game will be on both medias tomorrow night as well. Shot is blocked by Lincoln View, and Lincoln View got the rebound. Here's a shot up and good. Hitting the basket for Lincoln View there was Chase Overholtz. And the score is 3-0, Lincoln View in the lead. Cal Pharmacy is our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Oh, turnover on the Indians. Here's Lincoln View with the ball inside. It's up blocked. Rebound Lincoln View up no good. Rebound Brody Bargy of the Indians. And we throw it away again. Got the turnover itis here to start the game. Jump ball is called, and it goes to Lincoln View. Well, Recovery's got to cut those turnovers down if they expect to be in this game. Both teams have similar records. I believe both teams are 3-5 on the campaign. So it ought to be a good game. Down comes Lincoln View, up and in. Kind of a little hook shot by Creston Toe of Lincoln View to make it 5-0. Lincoln View in the early lead here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Down comes Fort Recovery. There's Grant Fortcamp up no good. Rebound comes down to Lincoln View. Down they come quickly all the way up and no good. Rebound Brody Bargy. Boy, we are not letting any moss grow on the rim tonight. On the left it goes to Gavin Evers. He'll fake one way, go the other, and score. Gavin Evers connects. Our first basket of the evening. It's 5-2. Indians are trailing by 3 points. Three-point shot from out. Good. Creston Toe drills a three to make it 8-2 now. Lincoln View on top over the Indians. Not a good start for us tonight. Grant Fortkamp with the basketball. And they say he dribbled on the line as he was close to the midcourt line, and they say he touched the line, either stepped on it or dribbled on it. And so the ball goes back to Lincoln View. Another Fort Recovery turnover here early on. Here comes Lincoln View in. With the ball is Max Hammonds. He will pass it over here to Gavin Evans, and we have a double dribble called on Lincoln View. And so Lincoln View turns it over. Indians have the ball. Brody Bargy will toss it in. Tomorrow night, we'll also have the Jay County game on the AM side tomorrow night, Jay County Muncie Central. It'll be at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. And Brody Bargy just threw the ball away. Another Fort Recovery turnover. Man, Fort Recovery calls timeout. Coach Bob Leverett wants the guys to settle down here. Too many turnovers in the early going, and we trail 8-2. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription a prescriber has determined to be beneficial for the individual. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, topical creams. We compound for allergy-friendly options. We compound for warts, wounds, hormone replacement. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bernie, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, Indians give the ball up on another turnover, and Lincoln View puts it in play. 5:09 to go in the first quarter here on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Fort Recovery trailing 8-2. Over on the left side, back out top it goes. With the ball there is Xander Coyle. He'll give it over on the left to Chase Overholt. Overholt goes back on the left wing to Xander Coyle. Coyle goes baseline, puts a shot up, no good, not even close. Rebound Gavin Evers. Evers gives to Breaker Judy. And Breaker tries to pass to Grant Fortkamp and throws it away. Another Fort Recovery turnover. Man. I don't know how many we've had. I should have kept track, but it's got to be around eight or so already in this game. And Indians are only down by six, 8-2. Lincoln View with the ball. The shot's blocked by Gavin Evers. Rebound comes to Breaker Judy. Breaker comes streaking down, stopping. Goes back outside to Briggs Overman. Overman dribbling the basketball. Goes to the left. Oh, we almost traveled. They didn't call it on him. Brody Bargy with the ball. Double team. Gets it to Breaker. Breaker in the lane. Puts it up. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the line for two shots. Breaker Judy goes to the free throw line. Don't forget that Cal Pharmacy offers a weekly prescription program. They will deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. All you have to do is sign up at a friendly Cal Pharmacy near you, your Health Mart Pharmacy, Cal Pharmacy. And Breaker hits the free throw to give us our third point of the evening. He'll have one more. And the score is 8-3. So despite our ineptness with the ball handling so far, we are still only down by 5 points here. Now what's the deal? We've got a substitute coming in. Colson Post will report in, and Gavin Evers will go out. Okay, now we're set to go again. Breaker Judy with one more free throw. He puts it up, and it's good. Breaker gets them both. 8-4. Indians are only down by four, amazingly. I tell you, we should probably be down by 10, but we're not, thank goodness. Lincoln View on the right side. They throw it away. Briggs Overman intercepts the pass. Down comes Briggs with the basketball. Goes all the way, puts it up and in, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Beautiful move by Briggs Overman. Foul is going to be called on Xander Coyle. That's his second, so he goes out of the game. Here's the free throw for Briggs. Oh, it's no good. Rebound's tipped around, and Lincolnview comes down with it. So it's just a two-point game, 8-6. Fort Recovery only down by two here in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. There's a drive around the left. It's up and good, and a foul is called on Fort Recovery as Max Hammonds had a nice move on the left side of the lane, drove right down and laid it in, and he was fouled in the act of shooting. I'm going to call the personal foul, I believe, on Colson Post. It shall be number one on him. At the line is Hammonds. Up and good. So the three-point play expands the lead to five, 11-6. Lincolnview on top over the Indians. Briggs Overman on the right. Back to the left, comes down, stops, fires it up, missed the shot. Rebound, Breaker Judy. Breaker back outside to Grant Fortkamp. On the left to Briggs. Now to Brody Bargy in the lane. He'll stop, fire up, got it. Nice move by Brody. Brody Bargy connects to make it 11-8. It's a three-point lead for Lincolnview. Here in the first quarter of play, we have 2:53 to go in the quarter. Here's a shot up, no good, and we have a foul called on Lincolnview on the rebound. Holden Price is going to be called for the foul. That's his first. Lincolnview pressing his full court here. They've created a lot of turnovers this evening, but we're still only down by three. 11-8 is the score. Pass comes in to Grant Fortkamp across the timeline. He goes back to the left, stops at the free throw line, hands off. There's Colson Post on a three. No good. Rebound comes down to Lincolnview. Getting the board for the Lancers was Cody Hamilton. Lincolnview with the basketball, leading by three. 11-8. There's a three-point shot. It's no good. Rebound comes to Hamilton. He got it. Cody Hamilton gets the rebound of the missed three-point shot by Lincolnview to make it a 13-8 lead. Brody Bargy with the ball. Feeds on the left to Breaker Judy. Indians with the basketball. In the lane, Judy puts it up no good, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. So Breaker will be at the line for two shots. Once again, our studio producers tonight, Mr. Sebastian Solis at the radio station at WPGW, and Brody Hart, Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Free throws up and good by Breaker. Again, the game tomorrow with Botkins will be on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow night. So you can hear us on both locations again. Free throws up, no good by Breaker Judy. Down comes Lincolnview with the rebound. Here's Max Hammonds with it. Max will hand off to Cody Hamilton. Now out front, driving down the lane, up and in. Holden Price gets his first basket of the evening as he lays it in, and that makes it a six-point game at 15-9. Fort Recovery with the ball. Down to a minute and a half left here in the first quarter. Breaker Judy in the lane, puts it up. Oh, off the back of the rim, no good. Breaker saves the rebound out to Grant Fortkamp. He fires a three, doesn't go down. Rebound comes to Lincolnview. It's up and good. On the run was Creston Toe, and he hit the shot from about the free throw line to make it 17-9 now. All of a sudden, we were only down by three at 11-8. Now it's 17-9, an eight-point gap here for Lincolnview. Grant Fortkamp with the ball on the right side. Still have about a minute to go here in the first period. Shots up and no good by Grant. And rebound comes down to Lincolnview. Board came down to Max Hammonds. Lincolnview dribbling the ball out front. Looks like they're going to spread it out, go for the last shot, leading 17-9. Coach of the Lincolnview Lancers is Brett Hammonds. So I assume that's his son that's playing on the team. There's a drive into the lane down in the corner, and there's a collision and an offensive foul called on Creston Toe. He crashed into one of the Indians. He was driving in and then tried to pass into the corner, which he did successfully pass in the corner. But after he released the pass, he crashed into one of the Indians and was called for an offensive foul. Indians with the basketball. Grant Fortkamp with it. We can cut the lead down here. 14 seconds. Oh, we lost the ball. Turnover. Down underneath, up and good. Oh, no good. We got a break. Missing a wide-open layup was Holden Price. Indians have the ball. 3 seconds. There's Briggs. Can't get it to go down. Rebound Lincoln View, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. It's Lincoln View 17 and the Indians 9 here at the end of quarter number one. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. You'll find them in Fort Recovery, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. And don't forget, they do have their Handicap Medical Equipment Center located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need Handicap Medical Equipment, they have it all at the Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. We'll be back in a moment. Fort Recovery trailing 17-9 after one here at Lincoln View High School. And we'll return after this.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Back at Lincoln View, set for the second quarter. Indians will have the basketball, trailing by 8, 17-9. Brody Bargy into Colson Post. Back to Bargy. He drives down and scores. Nice move by Brody. Brody Bargy puts it in. Thanks again to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Three-point shot by Lincoln View is no good by Chase Overholt, but the Lancers get the rebound. Out front with the basketball, there's Gavin Evans. Over it goes to Cody Hamilton. Now Xander Coyle with it over down in the left corner. Circling back around is Holden Price. In the lane, back outside. They're going to call 3 seconds in the lane on Lincoln View. They say Gavin Evans was in there too long. So we get a break, a turnover by the Lancers. The Indians have cut the lead to 6. We can cut it down to 4 here. Fort Recovery with the ball, trailing 17-11. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, second quarter. Colson Post with it. Back over on the left to Briggs. Briggs Overman with the basketball. Dribbling. Passing over to Colson Post in between the circles. Goes down low to Brody Bargy. And Brody tried to pass to Breaker Judy and threw it away. Miscommunication there between the two buddies, Breaker Judy and Brody Bargy. And so Lincoln View gets the ball on another Indian turnover. Man. Lancers leading 17-11 with the basketball. Over on the right side with it, there's Chase Overholt. Back out top, between the circles. Gavin Evans. Now there's a three-point shot up and in and out. No good. Rebound Brody Bargy. And Xander Coyle just barely missed it. Here is Briggs Overman inside, and he's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the line for 2 shots. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer is, of course, K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Don't forget to see the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And Briggs Overman just miss the free throw. He will have one more. He's one for two tonight. This is his third one. 6:13 left in the second quarter. And this one's good. 17-12. Lead is 5 points. Lincoln View with the basketball and the five-point lead. Creston Toe with the ball. He'll pass it off. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's good, and there's a foul called on Brody Bargey. They give Max Hammonds credit for the basket. He'll be at the line. He actually kind of shoved off on Brody there, I thought, but the official didn't see it. So Hammonds at the line. The lead is 7, and now it's 8. Three-point play the old-fashioned way for Max Hammonds. It's 20-12. Indians down here by 8. Big points. Here's Briggs Overman going inside. Oh, a nice block by Lincoln View by Chase Overholt. The Lancers steal the ball. Another Indian turnover. There's a shot from the, just inside the top of the key. It's good by Creston Toe. He has a total of 9 points. And the Indians with the basketball trailing by 10. 22-12. Brody Bargey with it over on the left side to Gavin Evers back in the game. He will lob it to Breaker Judy. Breaker spins, turns, goes to the hoop and misses it. Rebound comes down to Lincoln View. Out muscling us for the rebound was Cody Hamilton. And at the other end, laying up and in is Chase Overholt. It's now 24-12. Indians down by 12. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, second quarter. Brody Bargey passes to Breaker Judy, puts it up no good, and a foul is going to be called on Lincoln View. Going to call that foul on Cody Hamilton. At the line is Breaker Judy, puts it up and missed it. Boy, it's just not our night tonight so far. Come on, Indians. This is up, and it is good this time. That cuts the lead to 24-13. Back to an 11-point lead for Lincoln View, and they have the basketball here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Tomorrow night we're at Botkins. Shots up and no good by Lincoln View. Rebound comes to the Lancers. Botkins is 8-1 on the year going into the weekend, so they're going to be quite a challenge tomorrow evening. Over on the right side it goes. The ball there is Holden Price. He'll give it off to Max Hammonds. Hammonds will fire a three. No good. Rebound comes down to Colson Post. Down to Gavin Evers. Evers on the left to Grant Fortkamp. Grant brings it back out top. Indians will reset the offense. Over to Brody Bargey. Bargey to Gavin Evers. Circles around. Passes to Colson Post on the right wing. Colson brings it back out top. Between the circles now. Goes back to the left. Back over to Brody Bargey. Now here's Breaker Judy. And Breaker lost the ball. It's knocked away by the Lancers. Another Indian turnover. Here's a shot from the right side. Good. A three-pointer by Chase Overholt. And it's now 27-13. Indians down by 14 points. Here's Brody Bargey driving the lane and puts it up and in. Brody with 6 points tonight. He does lead us in scoring. It's 27-15, and there's a foul called, I think, on Gavin Evers. Yes, it is. Number two on Gavin Evers. You'll find the endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. Check them out. The endurance line of litter spreaders. Lincoln View with the ball. They lead 27-15. Yep, a 12-point lead Right side, there's a three-point shot. Good. Holden Price drills a three, and it's now 30-15. Indians have the score doubled on them. Fort Recovery will bring it up against the full court press. Brody Bargy works his way to the left, feeds over to Gavin Evers, stops, pops, and misses. Rebound comes down to Lincoln View. Here come the Lancers with the basketball. Oh, as a collision and a... Yes. Charge is called, and Colson Post hit the deck, and he's holding his chest. He got popped pretty good there. He's going to come out. Briggs Overman will come in. I thought for a brief moment there they were going to call that a blocking foul, which I could not believe if they did, and they did not do that. 30-15. Indians with the ball, trailing by 15 big ones. Brody Bargy has it knocked away, but he got it back. Here's Breaker, right side to Briggs Overman. Briggs going baseline, falls down, gets it over here to Breaker Judy. Out to Grant Fortkamp, and there's a foul called on Lincoln View. They say Holden Price reached in and grabbed the Indians. Breaker Judy will take a rest, and Douglas Benn will come in for the Indians. He had a nice junior varsity game tonight. Doug had 10 points in the JV game. Here we go with the inbounds pass for Brody into Grant Fortkamp. Down the left corner. He's shut down there. Needs to get rid of it. Out to Brody Bargy. Bargy dribbling the ball. Gets shoved, and no call by the official. Bargy with the ball at the free throw line to Douglas Benn. Now back to Gavin Evers, and he lays it in. Give Benn the assist, and Evers gets the basket. That's Evers' first basket of the evening. Gavin Evers with the hoop. Lincoln View with the ball. They lead 30-17. Minute 35 to go. Here's a drive to the hoop, and they missed it. Rebound comes to Brody Bargy. Bargy feeds down to Douglas Benn. Benn on the right to Briggs Overman. He'll come in and score. Briggs Overman scores, and Lincoln View calls a quick timeout. Indians have cut the lead down to 11 at 30-19. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Once again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Indians came into the quarter trailing by 8, 17-9. They now trail by 11, 30-19. At one time, it was 11-8, only a three-point difference, and Lincoln View has pretty much dominated ever since. Here's a shot from inside the keyhole, no good. Rebound comes to Gavin Evers on the missed basket by Max Hammonds. There's Evers down the lane, puts it up. He missed it. Rebound comes to Lincoln View. Cody Hamilton with the rebound. Up come the Lancers, leading by 11, 30-19. 50 seconds to go. They're going to spread it out here and try to take the last shot if they can. With the ball is Creston Toe. He gives it over to Seth Brantz. Down the lane, shots up, no good. That was a circus shot that did not go for Max Hammonds. Indians with the ball. There's Briggs. He misses a three. Rebound up and no good by Grant Fortkamp. Rebound comes down to Lincoln View, and a foul is going to be called on Brody Bargy. I think it's on Brody. Let me check it out here. Yep, it is. Number two on Brody Bargy. He'll come out of the game. Breaker Judy comes back in. 21 seconds left to go here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Indians trailing 30-19. Lincoln View brings the ball up the court. Out at the center circle to Max Hammonds. Hammonds will circle around, lay it up, missed it. Rebound Lincoln View, and no good. Rebound comes down to Hammonds. He misses it again, and the quarter comes to a close. 30-19, Indians trailing the Lincoln View Lancers. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming your way in just a moment. We'll tell you about the B-team game, which was a dandy, but unfortunately the Indians came away with a loss there. But it was a very good game and very well played. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to carry the full line of cloth harvesting equipment. If you're needing a combine, forage harvester, baler, or hay tool, K&L Tractor is the place to go. Fully stocked cloth parts and factory-trained technicians keep you running smooth all season long. For all of your cloth harvesting needs, shop K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know time is important to you. That's why Kalp Pharmacy wants to give you solutions to help you get your medications fast, efficient, and correctly. You can be in and out the door quickly, or have them delivered to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are most comfortable. We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and also FortRecoveryRadio.com. We have Fort Recovery basketball tonight from Lincoln View High School, which is just east of Van Wert. If you've never been here, it's a nice brand new school. When I started doing these games from Lincoln View, Tom O'Brien was the athletic director of Fort Recovery fame, and they had a dingy old gym, and then they built this beautiful new school like many of the corporations did in Ohio, and it's a very, very nice facility. Thanks to the athletic director here at Lincoln View, who is Greg Leith, for his hospitality. Very friendly guy. Okay, at the first quarter, Indians trailed 17-9. Thanks mainly to a lot of turnovers that Fort Recovery had in that quarter. Didn't quite have so many turnovers in the second quarter, but they still lost ground. They trail 30-19 here at the half, down by 11 points, so we lost 3 points to the Lancers in that second quarter. Scoring for the teams, Fort Recovery has two players with six each. Briggs Overman with six, who had 2 2-point baskets and was 2 out of 3 at the free throw line for his 6. Brody Bargy has 6. He had 3 2-point baskets for his 6. Breaker Judy and Gavin Evers both have 4. Breaker Judy had 4 out of 6 at the free throw line. And also Gavin Evers was 2 out of 2, or had 2 2-point goals for Gavin Evers. So I'm off a point somewhere. I have one too many points. Let me see. Briggs Overman only has 5 points instead of six, so I take that back. He must have missed another free throw in there. I was sure he had two free throws that he made, but maybe not. So we'll give Briggs five. That's what the scoreboard says, and the scoreboard has 19 points, and that does equal 19. For the Lincoln View Lancers, Creston Toe has three two-point goals and a three-point basket for 9 total points. Max Hammonds has 6 points on 2 two-point goals and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Chase Overholt has 8 points. He has 2 threes and a two-point basket for his 8. Holden Price has 5 points on a two-point basket and a three-point basket for his 5 points. And then Cody Hamilton has a two-point basket for the other score of the game. So, again, 9 for Creston Toe, 8 points for Chase Overholt, 6 for Max Hammonds, 5 for Holden Price, and 2 points for Cody Hamilton. In the reserve game, a really nice game, actually, but unfortunately the Indians couldn't quite overcome the Lancers. Lancers are 8-1 now on the year with the win as they beat Fort Recovery 57-52 tonight. The Indians dropped to 5-4 on the year at the JV level. Indians were led by Douglas Benn with 10 and Hudson Overman with 12. Overman, I think, had all of his points in the second half. 8 points apiece for Braylon Dilworth and Dylan Klinke, and 7 each for Colton Thompson and Brady Evers. Again, it was 12 for Hudson Overman, 10 points for Douglas Benn, 8 apiece for Braylon Dilworth and Dylan Klinke, and 7 apiece for Colton Thompson and Brady Evers. For Lincoln View, they were led by Jackson Engledew, who had 26 points tonight in the reserve game. He was on fire. He had five three-pointers in the game to help him get his 26 points. Next in line was Seth Brand, who had 13. Boston Bailey added 12 points and 2 points apiece for Xavier Kimmler, Grant Zelke, and Oslo Engledew with 2 points as well. Again, 26 for Jackson Engledew, 13 for Seth Brandt, 12 for Boston Bailey to lead the Lancers to the victory. Indians had more balance. They had 12 points for Hudson Overman, 10 for Douglas Benn, 8 apiece for Braylon Dilworth and Dylan Klinke. So the final score of the B game was 57-52. The Lincoln View Lancers winning. Indians, not sure they ever led in the game. They were tied at 41 all at the end of 3 going into that last quarter, but Lincoln View outscored us by 5 points in the final quarter for the victory. We'll be back with more here from Lincoln View. I will mention to you, we just learned tonight that the New Bremen game coming up is going to start at 5 o'clock for the JVs instead of 6. So if you're planning on going to the New Bremen boys game, that will start at 5 o'clock for the JV teams instead of 6, which will make the varsity around 6:30 that night. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's time for year-end savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Enjoy 15% off all Case IH filters, keeping your equipment running smoothly into the new year. Don't wait until open house to save big. Stock up now and ensure your farm is ready for every challenge ahead. But hurry, these savings won't last. This is a limited-time offer. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, where savings and service come together. Case IH filters, keeping you on track for success.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights that constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back at Lincoln View, about set for the start of the second half. Don't forget that Mick McClurg will be inducted into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame on Saturday, January the 25th. That particular night, the JV starts at 4:30 with the varsity to follow at 6 o'clock, so it will be an early tip-off. And the induction of the Hall of Fame member, Mick McClurg, will take place between the junior varsity and the varsity games that night. Moving on to the third quarter of play being brought to you by Cooper Farms. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. They're also located in St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, and many other area communities. Cooper Farms. Well, Lincoln View has the ball to start this third quarter of play. Lancers already leading by 30 to 19. There's an offensive foul called. Somebody must have set an illegal screen. I'm going to call that foul on Xander Coyle. Xander Coyle gets nailed for that, which that's his fourth foul. He's in big, serious trouble. Indians putting the ball in play, being pressed full court here. Down comes Grant Fortkamp with it over to Briggs Overman. Briggs drives to the left. Back outside to Brody Bargy. Bargy lost the ball. But they say it was tipped by Lincoln View. So we keep possession. Again, our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms. Check out their job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Into breaker Judy. It's up no good. Rebound pulled down by Gavin Evers. He misses the shot, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. So Gavin Evers will go to the free throw line with two shots. He could cut the lead down to under 10 points here, which is that's got to be our goal right now. Free throw's no good by Gavin. He'll have one more, which would make it a 10-point lead at 30 to 20. Come on, Gavin. Up there and good this time. 30 to 20. Indians down by 10 early here in the third quarter of play. Plenty of time to come back in this game. Lincoln View with the ball. Oh, they traveled but didn't get a call for it. And the shot's up and good. Preston Toe hits a two-pointer in the lane. Makes it 32 to 20. Indians down by 12 points now. Grant Fortkamp over to Briggs Overman, down to Brody Bargy. He'll go inside, turns, fires, and off the glass. Beautiful shot by Brody Bargy. That gives him 8 points on the evening now. With the basketball out front for Lincoln View is Max Hammonds. He'll feed on the left side. It goes to Creston Toe. Toe between the circles. Passes on the right to Max Hammonds. Back out to the middle of the between the circles to Chase Overholt. On the left it goes. Now right wing shot is good. Chase Overholt hits a three-pointer to make it a 13-point game. And there's an offensive foul called on breaker Judy. He goes down to the ground and is shaken up a little bit. Breaker Judy gets called for an offensive foul. I think he thought the foul was on the defensive player, but that wasn't the call. Lincoln View with the ball, leading by 13, 35-22. Here's a nice block by Briggs Overman on a shot by Chase Overholt. Overman comes down, feeds off to Gavin Evers in the lane. Back out to Grant Fortkamp. Fortkamp goes right down the lane and scores. Grant Fortkamp right down the lane to score in the Cooper Farms third quarter, 35-24. Here's a shot up, and it's no good. Rebound, Brody Bargy. Creston Toe missed that one. Down to Grant Fortkamp. Get in there. Doesn't go down. Rebound, Breaker Judy. Got the rebound up. No good. Breaker got the rebound again. And a foul is going to be called on Lincoln View. It's going to be whistled on Gavin Evans. So Breaker Judy at the line for two shots. This could cut the lead back to under 10. Nope, they say it was not a shooting foul. So no free throws here for the Indians. Bargy goes into Breaker Judy. Back to Bargy, back to Breaker. Breaker out front. Oh, miscommunication there, and Grant Fortkamp went down. Breaker Judy thought he was going to come out. He slipped and went down, and the ball just sailed out of bounds. Another Indian turnover. A zillion of them. Lincoln View with the ball, leading by 11. 4:35 left to go in the third quarter. Out front with the basketball is Max Hammonds. Now over to Cody Hamilton. Lincoln View leading here by 11. Going around and down the lane and blocked by Brody Bargy. Brody passes down to Gavin Evers. He lost the ball and it's ticked out of bounds, and they say it went off of Gavin Evers. Out of bounds. Tough break for the Indians there. That was a close call. And now Lincoln View has the basketball back. 35-24, 4 minutes and 9 seconds to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Over on the right side, and there's a offensive foul, an illegal screen on Lincoln View. Going to whistle that one on Max Hammonds, which is only his first, so he's in no problem. Pass comes in to Grant Fortkamp from Brody Bargy. Down comes Grant with the basketball, passing on the right wing to Brody. Brody now passing back to the top of the key, to Colson Post. The shot was way off. Rebound comes to Lincoln View. Down come the Lancers, leading by 11. We've had our chances to cut the lead back here. We just can't get anything going offensively. Around to the left, here's a shot fired up and no good. Rebound comes to Grant Fortkamp. Well, Lincoln View plays the style of basketball that'll let you get back in it if we can score. Here's Douglas Ben inside, missed the shot. Bounced all around the rim and fell off. And rebound comes to Lincoln View. Here's a three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Douglas Ben. Missing that basket was Chase Overholtz. He's one of their big guns, but he missed that one. Here's Douglas in the lane, puts it up, and it goes in. Douglas Ben scoring his first basket of the evening. That cuts it to a 9-point difference. That's as close as we've been in a while. 35-26. Over on the left side it goes to Lincoln View's Gavin Evans. Still with the ball. He'll whip the pass on the wing to Max Hammonds. Hammonds drives and fires and hits. Nice basket by Max Hammonds. That makes the lead 11 again, 37-26. Down comes the Indians. Shots up by Grant Fortkamp, no good. Rebound comes down to Lincoln View's Chase Overholt. Here come the Lancers. Over on the right, shots fired up and blocked by Brody Bargy. Douglas Ben picks it up. Over to Grant Fortkamp. Fortkamp comes down underneath. Back outside to Bargy. There's Gavin Evers back out to Bargy. Bargy dribbling, goes inside. He misses the shot, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. And I think they're going to call that on Max Hammonds. Yes, they are. So Brody Bargy goes to the line. That's number two on Max Hammonds. This is the first opportunity for Brody at the free throw line, and the free throw's good. He's a good free thrower if we can just get him to the line a little bit more. 37-27, lead is 10. It's been an even third quarter here. We came in trailing by 11 into this quarter, and now we're only down by 10. This one's up, and it is good again. That gives Brody 10 points on the night. He's our leading scorer, 37-28. Indians trailing here in this third quarter of play, and Lincoln View throws it away. Oh, they're going to call a foul? Going to call a foul on Grant Fordkamp. He must have run into one of the Lincoln View players. That was a tough break there. So Lincoln View will have the ball out of bounds right in front of their own bench down to our left. 1:51 left to go here in this third quarter. Pass comes in to Max Hammonds. Hammonds brings it out between the circles. Right side it goes to Gavin Evans. Evans will pass off to Cody Hamilton. Hamilton gives over here to Evans on the left now. Hammonds comes in, puts it up, missed the shot. Rebound Brody Bargy. Nice rebound by Brody down to Grant Fordkamp, and he has the ball knocked out of bounds. Breaking up the play, that was a for sure layup for us, and Lincoln View did a nice job of breaking that play up, knocking the ball out of bounds. Brody Bargy will toss it in now. Brody's only a sophomore. Breaker Judy's only a sophomore. Grant Fortcamp's only a sophomore. There's Colson Post drilling a three. Way to go, Colson. Colson's a junior, and he cuts the lead to 6 points, 37-31. Indians only down by six. Hey, we're in this game. A minute 21 to go in the third quarter. Brought to you by Cooper Farms. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, also in Rossburg and Coldwater and nearby communities, and many other Ohio communities as well. Cooper Farms, Lincoln View with the ball. Their lead is down to 6 points. Over on the right to Max Hammonds, who's at the top of the key. Feeds on the left. There's a shot fired up way off by Gavin Evans, and Fort Recovery's Brody Bargy chases down the rebound. Now we have a chance to cut the lead to four. In comes Colson Post. He's got it. Colson Post scoring. 5 points for Colson here in this quarter, and it's 37-33. Back to a four-point game. How about that? And Lincoln View is going to hold the ball for the last shot. And the 25 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Lancers only leading by four. Indians showing some life here in this third quarter of play. And there's Hammonds fouled by Grant Fordkamp. It'll be out of bounds. Not the bonus yet. So no harm done there, really. Leaving the game will be, it's going to be Holden Price. And coming into the contest is Creston Toe for Lincoln View. Also coming in for Lincoln View is Xander Coyle. And leaving is Gavin Evans. Pass comes into Lincoln View. Indians almost chased that down. Down to 5 seconds. And here's a shot on the left side. It's no good. That's the end of the quarter. Fort Recovery, 37-33 deficit. We're back in this game. Outscored Lincoln View 14-7 in that third quarter to cut the lead to 4 points. 37-33. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, check out all their employment opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101, and Fort Recovery Radio right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Is your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
The Indians have the ball here in the fourth quarter, and shots up and good by Grant Fortkamp. Grant Fortkamp scoring to make it a two-point game, 37-35. Official stop play for some reason. I don't know what it was all about. Two-point game. Hey, we're back in this, baby. Fourth quarter brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Lincoln View with the ball. Oops, Grant Fortkamp got hurt. There's a shot fired up. It's no good, and rebound comes to Gavin Evers. And Grant Fortkamp is injured. And he fell to the ground. I don't know what happened there. He's going to come out. Looks like it's going to be Colson Post coming in. And Grant Fortkamp will go out. I think he might have got popped in the side of the head. Coach Bobby Leverett was wondering why there was not a foul called there. If you're looking for outstanding service for your farm equipment, you know where to go. Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. They also have an outstanding selection of parts for your farm machinery as well. That's Hall Brothers Incorporated. In business for way over 100 years. And by the way, we had a Hall birthday this week. Buzz Hall had a birthday. I think it was on January 1st, maybe. So happy birthday to Buzz Hall, if you're listening out there, Buzz. Maybe we can pull out this win for you. Foul's called on Lincoln View. That was whistled on Chase Overholt. Fort Recovery with the ball. A chance to tie the game. Down by two, 37-35. Into Brody Bargy. He'll pop the shot. Doesn't go. Rebound. Comes down to Lincoln View. Down come the Lancers with the ball. With it there is Xander Coyle. Over on the right side. Cody Hamilton. Back out front. Now to Xander Coyle. And he lost the ball. lost the ball, dribbled off his foot, so we get it back. Brody Bargy will toss it in for us. Again, we trail 37-35 in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. And into Briggs Overman. He misses the layup, and he is fouled in the act of shooting. Doggone it. Briggs just can't get anything to go right for him tonight. He does have a total of 6 points in the game. Actually, 5 points. 5 points in the game. Briggs will be at the free throw line. And that was the fifth foul on Xander Coyle, believe it or not. He fouls out with 6:19 to go in the third quarter. Free throw is up and good by Briggs. That makes it 37-36. Indians only down by one. Briggs bounces the ball, puts it up, and he missed that one. Rebound comes to Lincoln View. Getting the board was Cody Hamilton. Over now to Creston Toe. Lincoln View up by one with the basketball. In the fourth quarter of play, here's a drive. It's no good, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. Going to call the foul. Breaker Judy gets called for the foul. He must have swiped him as he went by. At the free throw line is Max Hammonds with two shots. Lets it fly, and it's good. He has 9 points on the evening. This would give him 10 if he can hit this free throw. The lead is two, 38-36. Lincoln View by two over the Indians. 6:07 to go in the game. In the Hall Brothers Incorporated fourth quarter, this is good. Now it's a three-point game, 39-36. Briggs Overman brings it down. He feeds over on the left side to Gavin Evers. Now to Brody Bargy. Oh, we threw it away. Oh, we got it back. Colson Post got it back. Here's Gavin Evers. Back to Brody Bargy. Bargy passing to Breaker Judy. Underneath, up and good. Boy, we dodged a bullet there. Breaker Judy ends up with the basket to make it a one-point game, 39-38. Come on, Indians. Lincoln View with the ball going. Oh, a beautiful block by Breaker Judy, and a foul's going to be called on Lincoln View. Beautiful block by Breaker Judy to break up what looked like was going to be a basket. Going to call the foul on Max Hammonds of Lincoln View, his third. Indians are only down by one with the basketball. A chance to take the lead. And I'm trying to think back. I don't think we ever led in this game. We trailed early 5-0. There's Brody Bargy. Good. What a pass from Briggs Overman. And Brody Bargy puts us ahead for the first time with 5:07 to go in the game at 40-39. Briggs Overman gets the assist. Lincoln View inside. Good. Max Hammonds hits that basket underneath. They take the lead back. And there is a jump ball called. Briggs Overman got tied up. 41-40, and the ball goes to Lincoln View on the alternating possession. 4:42 left to go in the game. Brody Bargy now has 12 points in the contest. On 5 2-point baskets and a 2 out of 2 at the line. Lincoln View with the ball. Indians need to have good defense here again. Get them stopped. Out front with the basketballs, Holden Price. He'll give over here to Gavin Evans. Now on the right it goes to Preston Toe. to Gavin Evans. Evans down the lane and scores. Went around Brody Bargy and scored. That was his first basket tonight. And makes it 43-40. Indians down by three. And there's a collision and a foul called on Lincoln View. Going to call that one on Holden Price. Whoops. And they're having a conversation now whether it's going to be an offensive foul or a defensive foul. I got a hunch they're going to change it to an offensive foul. Officials talking it over here. I think the officials disagreed on whether it was an offensive foul or a defensive foul. And so they're talking to the coaches, and they're going to say no foul. So that's what happened. One official thought it was an offensive foul. One thought it was a defensive foul. And then into Breaker Judy, who lays it in. Breaker Judy scores a layup to put us only down by one, 43-42. Lincoln View with the ball, leading by 1 point. Here's a shot fired up, and the foul's called on Briggs Overman. Briggs thought he went straight up with his hand, but the official called him for the foul. And going to the line will be great Gavin Evans. He has not been there yet tonight. Getting down to crunch time here, 3:41 to go in the game. Fort Recovery's only behind by 1 point. Boy, it'd be great if we could come out of here with a win. Free throw is good. Wanted to pop out of there, but it didn't. And that makes it a 2-point lead at 44-42. Lincoln View on top. The Lancers of Lincoln View up here at Van Wert. One more. It's up, and it is good again. So Evans coming through with four big points here in the last minute to give his team a 3-point lead, 45-42. Brody Bargy down on the left, it goes. There's a drive by Grant Fortkamp. Reverse layup is good. Grant Fortkamp, and there's an injured player. I missed what happened there, but it was Crestview's Cody Hamilton ended up on the ground. Looks like he might have turned his ankle. He's coming out of the game. It's a 1-point game again. 45-44. Indians down by one with 3:28 left to go in the game. I've got a hunch we're going to have a flurry of timeouts here towards the end. Indians trailed by double digits for quite a while in that third quarter of play before they came back. Lincoln View brings it down. Over it goes to Holden Price on the right. Three-point shot is no good by Chase Overholt. Down to Gavin Evers. He'll lay it up and miss the shot. Knocked away by Evers. Ball is up for grabs. Lincoln View comes down with it. Knocked away, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. I think they're going to call Brody for the foul. Yep. Brody Bargy gets called for the foul. Boy, we had our chance to take the lead there and couldn't get it done. Timeout is called. We'll be back in a moment. It's the Indians down by one, 45-44, here in the Hall Brothers Incorporated fourth quarter. Your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers.
This winter, give your lawnmower the care it deserves with Hall Brothers Winter Mower Service Special. With free pickup and delivery, we're making servicing your mower easier than ever. Our skilled team will inspect, tune up, and prepare your lawnmower for a smooth spring start. Don't let winter wear you down. Keep it in peak condition. Call Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today. We're committed to keeping your equipment running strong. It's never too early to prepare for spring. Schedule your service today.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Indians on a two-game losing streak. They'd love to break that with a win here at Lincoln View tonight. A game that looked like it was well out of reach when the Indians trailed by double digits for quite a while in that third quarter, but have come back here to only trail by 1 point. Lincoln View with the ball. Down to 3 minutes to go in the game. Here's a drive by Hammonds to the hoop. He missed the shot, but rebound comes to Hammonds. Oh, that was a tough break. Had a chance to get the ball back there, and we couldn't do it. Underneath it goes. It's up and good. Holden Price scores on a layup. Nice pass there from Gavin Evans of Lincoln View to make it a 47-44 lead for the Lancers. They're on top by three. Breaker Judy, out it goes to Grant Fortkamp. Grant dribbling the basketball. Hands off to Colson Post. He'll circle around. No shot there. Out to Brody Bargy. Brody looking, passing over to Grant Fortkamp. Fortkamp dribbling the ball, tries to go inside to Breaker Judy, and the foul's called on Lincoln View. It'll be out of bounds to the Indians. That was called on Holden Price, his fourth personal foul. They already had one player foul out. Xander Coyle fouled out with 6:19 to go in the third quarter. Brody Bargy will toss it in. We need a basket here, down by three. 2:07 on the clock. Comes into Breaker Judy outside the Colson Post. There's Brody Bargy. Over on the left to Grant Fortkamp. Fires it up. Missed it. Rebound. Chased down by Breaker Judy. Out to Colson Post. He'll drive. He'll put the shot up. Got it! What a circus shot by Colson Post. Wow, what a big shot that was. It's a one-point game. 47-46. He hit that one falling down. And, oh, here's a drive up and in by Max Hammonds of Lincoln View. Hammonds makes it a three-point game again at 49-46. Brody Bargy fires it up and missed it. Rebounds knocked around. Went off Lincoln View. Fort Recovery will have the ball. And on the deck with an injury is one of the Lincoln View players. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription a prescriber has determined to be beneficial for the individual. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, topical creams. We compound for allergy-friendly options. We compound for warts, wounds, hormone replacement. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bernie, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Need a tough and reliable workhorse? Discover the Kubota RTVX series at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. These rugged utility vehicles handle any job, whether on the farm or at the job site. With a powerful engine, spacious cargo bed, and versatile features, the RTVX series is built to get things done. Experience the durability and comfort you need. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home your Kubota RTVX series utility vehicle. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your trusted partner for quality Kubota equipment.
Well, the injured player was Holden Price, and he went out on his own power. Now they've called traveling on Fort Recovery as we got the ball back. And so Lincoln View gets the ball back. 49-46, a three-point lead. Lincoln View with the ball. A minute 16 to go in the game. Down to the nitty-gritty we come. Bringing it up is Max Hammonds. Hammonds goes to the right, passing over on the wing over there to Chase Overholt. Overholt back out to Creston Toe. Toe dribbling against Gavin Evers. Toe still dribbling. Feeds a pass to Chase Overholt. He brings it back outside. Now Lincoln View is just trying to kill the clock here. And there's a foul called on Colson Post reaching around. Lincoln View just trying to kill the clock here, leading by 3 points, 49-46. No free throws here on the foul. The next foul will be a bonus for Lincoln View. And the pass comes in. Goes in the backcourt to Max Hammonds of Lincoln View. He brings it across the timeline. Over on the left it goes. Circling down and around. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. It's going to be two shots for Creston Toe. 38 seconds left to go. Well, if they hit their free throws, we're not going to catch up. If they don't hit the free throws, we've got a chance. At the free throw line is Creston Toe. And first one's no good. Just what we wanted. He had not been to the free throw line tonight. He has one more. Boy, if we could get the rebound of a miss here, that would give us a chance to tie with a three. And this one is good. Didn't miss it. It's a four-point game. 50-46. Rody Bargy tosses it in to Briggs Overman. Overman brings it up to Bargy. And we throw it away. Doggone it. Another turnover for the Indians. That is what has killed us tonight. 31 seconds to go. We're down by four. We just gave the ball up. Lincoln View with the basketball. Going to take some real breaks here to get back in this now. Lincoln View will toss it in. They're having trouble, and they have to call timeout to save possession. Timeout Lincoln View. They lead by four with 31 seconds to go. We'll be back.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Again, thanks to our studio producers tonight, Sebastian Solis at the radio station, WPGW. For FortRecoveryRadio.com, Mr. Brody Hart, who does a great job for FRR. And Neil Spencer is here at the game site. Brody's back at the studio in Fort Recovery, running the buttons back there. I'm Rob Weaver. Glad to have you tuned in here. A thrilling game going on. We're down by four. Here's a long pass. And Lincoln View is going to be content to just hold the ball. And they're fouled. There's a foul called on the Brody Bargy, and I think that might be it for him. Yep, it is. Brody Bargy fouls out of the game. Doggone it. Pretty sure he did. Yep, great effort by Brody Bargy. Leaves the game with 12 points. At the line for Lincoln View is Chase Overholt. His first free throw of the night. It is good. He will have one more. And it's good again. Now comes Fort Recovery. Breaker Judy with the ball. He'll fire the shot. It's no good. Rebound comes to Gavin Evers. It's up and no good. Rebound comes to Lincoln View, and they have won this game. 52-46. Lincoln View leading with the ball. And that's going to be it. Lancers are going to win this, baby. 52-46. Indians were able to get back to within 1 point on several occasions here in this fourth quarter, but that's all she wrote. Thanks to Hall Brothers Incorporated for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your Case IHM Kubota dealer, that's Hall Brothers Incorporated. Stay tuned. We'll be back to wrap up the broadcast in just a moment.
Year-end savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Enjoy 15% off all Case IH filters, keeping your equipment running smoothly into the new year. Don't wait until open house to save big. Stock up now and ensure your farm is ready for every challenge ahead. But hurry, these savings won't last. This is a limited time offer. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, where savings and service come together. Case IH filters, keeping you on track for success.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future.
Taking care of you.
Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers, or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription a prescriber has determined to be beneficial for the individual. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, topical creams. We compound for allergy-friendly options. We compound for warts, wounds, hormone replacement. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bernie, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
We are back here at Lincoln View. We have Bob Leverett with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, and close but no cigar guy.
Yeah, we come out and spot them a bunch of points and don't have our heads on ready to go. That's what happens. You got to battle back, and I was glad that we didn't quit, and I knew they wouldn't, but it was a matter of are we going to be able to steal one. It was to that point, you know.
Just two. I don't know how many turnovers you had in the first half.
Well, we had 10 in the first half. I know we had 7 in the first quarter.
Yeah, too many.
Yeah, and believe me, it's not like we aren't telling them about these guys. You know, that's the thing that is kind of frustrating as a coach is when you watch all the hours of film and you give them a scouting report and you tell them what each guy can do, and then we forget to come out and guard a kid that's left-handed and we know he's a player, coach's son. High IQ, crafty, and the kid just did whatever he wanted against our athletes. You line these two teams up, and you think All right, well, let's pick the team you think is going to win. Well, it's probably not going to be Lincoln View, but they got a bunch of 5'10 kids with some heart, played their butts off. I'm sure they probably out-rebounded us. We didn't play like we did against St. Henry and some of those other teams where we came out and we played pretty gritty. I didn't think we were gritty tonight, maybe a little bit down the stretch, but not early on.
Yeah, we just couldn't get the – then when we had the chance, we were down by one several times there in that fourth quarter. We just couldn't get the right break at the right time to get back.
Had to lead by one.
Okay.
At one point. We were up by one, and then we couldn't guard. And yeah, that's frustrating right now. That was the first time, Rob, I've questioned their effort at halftime all year. I think their effort's been great the whole season, but – that first half was unacceptable against a 3-5 team, you know. So, you know, these are games that we got to win. I mean, this is a non-conference game against a team that is smaller than us, has a losing record like us, that we need to win those games. And if we want to get a good tournament draw at the end of the season, this is one we had to get. And we're letting those slip away a little bit here through the season.
Yeah, and it doesn't get any easier tomorrow
night.
No,
absolutely not. We get to go against one of the best teams in the Shelby County, who's you thought tonight was physical. Wait till tomorrow night.
The old Botkins, what's their nickname?
Trojans.
Botkins Trojans, 8-1 coming into the weekend. I don't know if they played tonight or not, did they?
They did. They played Houston, who's not very good, so they'll be rested.
Probably 9-1.
Yeah, I would bet the house and the farm on that one.
Well, again, the kids... they hung in there. They were down by double digits. And,
right, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. There were a lot of positives in the second half. You know, like I said, we didn't quit. We did take the lead. But, you know, find a way to win. I didn't think we had very good continuity offensively. And we had, you know, I thought offensively here pretty good spacing and everything. And tonight we were all out of sync. And that was because they were up in us, and stay tuned for tomorrow night because they're going to be twice as aggressive and bigger and stronger.
Well, Bob, thanks for coming up. And
yep.
Sorry the kids couldn't pull it out.
Nope.
But we'll go at it again tomorrow.
We're going to learn, and we'll keep grinding. Thanks for driving up. Be careful on your way home.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And again, Bob Leverett with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Let me give you my unofficial scoring here real quickly for the varsity. Again, we trailed at the first quarter 17-9. As you heard coach say, we had 7 turnovers in the first quarter. I knew it was getting up there towards 10. At halftime, we trailed by 11, 30-19. Trailed by only 4 at the end of 3 after we were down by double digits in that third quarter a few times, for quite a while actually, and got back to within 37-33. And as Coach Leverett indicated, we led by 1 point in the fourth quarter, and that was the first time and our only lead of the game, by the way, as we did not lead early on, and the final score was 6 points, 52-46, Lincoln View with the win. For the Indians, unofficially, I have Brody Bargy with 12 points for Fort Recovery. Breaker Judy has 10. It was 7 for Colson Post, 6 for Briggs Overman, 6 for Grant Fortcamp, 5 points for Gavin Evers, and 2 points for Douglas Benn. That's my unofficial scoring. For the Lincoln View Lancers, I have 15 apiece for Max Hammonds and Chase Overholt. 12 points for Creston Toe. Chipping in with 7 was Holden Price. 4 for Gavin Evans. And 2 points for Cody Hamilton. B game also went to Lincoln View tonight. And Lincoln View's 8-1 at the B team level, at the junior varsity level. Indians had a nice game, but just couldn't quite get over the hump. They lost to the Lincoln View JV 57-52, leading the way for Fort Recovery's junior varsity tonight. Hudson Overman with 12, all in the second half. Douglas Benn had 10, 8 apiece for Braylon Dilworth and Dylan Klinke, 7 apiece for Colton Thompson and for Brady Evers. That's going to wrap it up for us. The Indians dropped to 3-6 now, 3 losses in a row. And as we indicated, it's going to be a tough go tomorrow night against 9-1 Botkins at Botkins. You can hear that game on, both FortRecoveryRadio.com and here on the radio, WPGW, tomorrow evening. It's a 7:30 start time tomorrow night. Thanks again to our studio producers. Again, Sebastian Solis for the radio station, Brody Hart and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Lincoln View. Disappointing loss tonight. Final score 52-46. The Lancers come away with the victory.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.